Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. The 20th edition of the National Bilingualism Week wraps up tomorrow with Secondary Education Minister set to preside over the closing ceremony at the Yaounde Conference Center. Out of Cameroon, Malawi's president has ordered the military to begin preparations for withdrawing from the peacekeeping mission in DR Congo. And in sports, the 11 matches of the National First Division Football Championship will be played in stadia across the country this weekend. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Cameroon will participate in the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development, set to take place in Spain in the coming days. This was the focus of discussions today between the Minister Delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, and the Spanish ambassador to Cameroon, Ignacio Lumberas. Both officials also explored avenues for strengthening cooperation in economic development and international financing. Charles Ebune has the details in this report.
The world needs an additional $4 trillion to ensure the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations by 2035. And this will be one of the key elements to feature prominently in the fourth International Conference on Financing for Development to take place in the Spanish city of Sevilla from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July this year. Ignacio Lumberas is the Spanish ambassador to Cameroon.
I wanted to present the minister with a UN initiative for the fourth conference on development financing, which will take place in Seville, Spain, between the 30th of June and the 3rd of July. Cameroon is an extremely important partner for us.
The Spanish diplomat is received by the minister delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, to assess Cameroon's participation and canvas for the support of Cameroon in the success of the event.
First of all, an overview of bilateral relations with Spain. We have regular contacts.
The fourth International Conference on Financing for Development to take place in Spain will be a continuation and to assess progress made in the implementation of the Monterrey Consensus, the Doha Declaration, and the Addis Ababa Plan of Action adopted in previous editions.
Charles Ebune reporting. The official closing ceremony of the 20th edition of the National Week of Bilingualism will take place tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Yaounde Conference Center. The event is placed under the theme Bilingualism, the Driving Force of Lifelong Learning for Greater School Achievement, Responsible Citizenship and Social Cohesion for a Peaceful and Prosperous Cameroon. The ceremony will be chaired by the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga. Relatedly, activities marking the 2025 edition of the National Bilingualism Week have reached fever pitch across the country, with learners showcasing their mastery of the second official language through cognitive, affective, and cultural displays. In the Ministry of Basic Education, all is now set for a grand event tomorrow to be celebrated in Abongbang in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region of Cameroon. George Mwam tells us more.
This year's edition of the National Bilingualism Week has given learners the opportunity to demonstrate their mastery of the two official languages as a result of efforts by the Ministry of Basic Education and the education community in general, emphasizing the importance of bilingualism as a lever for the digitization of education. Since its inception in 2002, the Ministry of Basic Education has taken steps to ensure that bilingualism is not only promoted in word, as underlined by the Inspector of Pedagogy in charge of the promotion of bilingualism, Abongwo David.
We have a plethora of texts that are intended to reinforce the practice and promotion of bilingualism in the Ministry of Basic Education, asking the teachers to ensure that the workload on the teacher of the second official language is respected.
The inspector underlines that planting the seed of bilingualism in children at a tender age is ideal.
From the point of view of neurolinguists, the connections between the brain cells of these children is still very tender, and so it predisposes them to learn any language in the world effectively.
The activities will culminate this Friday in a grand ceremony in Abongbang in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region of Cameroon, to be chaired by the Secretary of State in the Ministry of Basic Education, Dr. Asheri Kilo.
George Muam in that report. Meanwhile, in the Northwest, councillors of Bamenda 2 have pledged to provide scholarships to IDPs in the municipality, enhance health care services, and create job opportunities for young people through waste collection and management. They plan to achieve this with the support of local administrators in the four villages that make up the municipality. Clenis Ayombom Abengo reports from CRTV Northwest.
In 2024, the Bamenda 2 Council constructed a new market at Mile 9 in Songwa, constructed and rehabilitated classrooms in some schools, and donated medical equipment to some health facilities in the area. Due to security concerns, the projects were realized through the bottom-top approach involving the four fundums that make up the area, as mentioned by the mayor, Peter Chenui.
Before we execute the project, we must meet the fund of the village. We have to call the quarter heads, the councillors, the camp, tell them this is the project you need to execute. That is the formula we use to make sure we try to the rest of this project. Bamenda 2 is cancer is the heart of crisis, but fortunately, last year we execute all our projects.
The prospects for 2025 focuses on health care and education.
We want to construct more schools. We want to make sure there will be more hospitals. We want to assist displaced persons, give them scholarship to go to schools. I was in Canada. I also lobbied with my Canadian partners. They also came in here, and they're about to give us a waste management at the tune of 178 billion.
During the administrative account session of the Bamenda 2 Council, Victorine Azza, voted by the councillors, was presented as the new second deputy mayor who replaces the late Joko Frida, assassinated by gunmen in October 2024. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In other news, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family has stated that migration from rural to urban areas has contributed to the spread of female genital mutilation in cities like Yaoundé and Douala. Minister Marie-Thérèse Abenaondoa made the remark today in Yaoundé while chairing the 18th edition of the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, with the theme, Her Voice, Her Future. Patience Wingo reports.
In Cameroon, while the national prevalence of female genital mutilation, FGM, is around 1.4%, it is more common in regions like the far north and southwest, where rates can reach 20%. Migration from rural areas to cities like Yaoundé and Douala has contributed to the spread of FGM. During the 18th International Day for Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, the Minister of Women's Empowerment, along with international organizations, civil society groups, and traditional leaders, highlighted progress and ongoing challenges. A powerful moment was when female genital mutilation survivors, now advocates, shared their stories, encouraging others to join the fight. Minister Marie-Thérèse Abenaondoa has reaffirmed the importance of continued advocacy, education, and government action to protect girls and women with the hope of a future free from female genital mutilation.
Patience Wingo in that report. Now on to this press release from the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic. The President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, has ordered the organization of an official funeral for Mr. David Abuem Achoyi, member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism and former minister. The official funeral will take place in Kiki near Bafia, Bam and Enugu division of the Central Region on Saturday, February 8, 2025. The head of state will be represented at the funeral by Mr. Peter Mafani Musonge, President of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism. The funeral program will unfold as follows. Friday, February 7, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., arrival and installation of personalities at the Yaounde General Hospital mortuary. 10:45 a.m., arrival of the chairperson of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, representative of the head of state. Welcome by administrative authorities and the Director General of the Yaounde General Hospital. Installation, 11 a.m., coffining military honors, departure of funeral convoy for EPC Marie Goka Parish, arrival at the parish, 1 p.m., Protestant service, 4 p.m., departure of funeral convoy for Kiki through Bafia, 6:30 p.m., arrival at Kiki, installation at the deceased's compound, 8 p.m., wake keep, Saturday, February 8, 9 a.m., 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., population assembles, beginning of traditional ceremonies, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., arrival and installation of personalities at the ceremonial ground, 11:15 a.m., arrival of the representative of the head of state, welcome by administrative authorities and the clergy, military honors, installation, 11:30 a.m., beginning of religious service, 1:30 p.m., end of religious service, eulogies, reading of the head of state's condolence message by the SDO of Bam and Enugu, decoration by the representative of the head of state, military honors, burial, end of official funeral ceremony. You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television. Out of Cameroon, Malawi's President Lazarus Chakwera has ordered the military to begin preparing to withdraw from the peacekeeping mission in the volatile Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The Malawian troops are part of the Southern African Regional Bloc's military mission deployed to DR Congo to tackle armed groups. At least 20 peacekeepers, including 14 South Africans and 3 Malawians, were killed as the M23 rebels captured the key city of Goma. In sports, the 11 matches of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon will be played in stadia across the country this weekend. Colombe Sportif of Giant Lobo will face AS Fortuna in Yaounde on Sunday, while Young Sport Academy of Bamenda will face Canon Sportif in Yaounde on Monday. Ben Collins Nyoiberiwo has the fixtures and stakes in this report.
After a win and a draw in the last two matches, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, who are currently last in the league standings, will travel to Yaounde on Monday, hoping to stun Canon Sportif and keep their dreams of escaping the relegation zone alive. While it's going to be a battle for survival for the Yellow Submarines of Bamenda, Canon Sportif, fourth in the league table with 17 points, will be fighting to win and stay closer to the top spot. The top spot that is currently occupied by Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo, who will face struggling AS Fortuna on Sunday at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaounde. There will be no room for mistakes for the Sagmalima side, who are topping the table with 21 points, 1 point ahead of Gazelle FA and 2 points ahead of Coton Sport, both from Garoua, Cotton Sport and Gazelle will clash at the annex of the Rumdia Jazz Stadium in Garwa, and the winner will take a comfortable position at the top of the standings. Other matches will include Dinamo Football Club of Douala versus Pante Sportif of Dindé at the Bona Mosadi Stadium, PWD of Bamenda against 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé at the Young Francis Arena, Victoria United of Limbe will welcome Bambutus of Boda at the Centenary Stadium, Stade Renard of Milan versus Union Sportif of Douala in the Littoral Derby at the Milan Municipal Stadium.
That report from Ben Collins Nyoiberiwo puts a cap on this edition of the 10 p.m. News. For presentation, I have been Hortensia Ngam.